It's all part of a long-running history of research in the University Dental School with the connection between mouth problems and serious health issues. Sometime within the next year, researchers will be testing the medicated toothpaste on people. That's much easier because the drug to be used is well-known and already licensed, and the toothpaste will come from a local company, and the mix will be made by a compounding lab in the UB Pharmacy School. Dr. Praveen Irani is an assistant professor of oral biology in the dental school.
The number one group that actually gets this particular disease are transplant patients. These are people who are going to get a new lung, new liver, new kidney, and as you can imagine, they're very fastidious about their health and about their care. So we feel that would be an ideal population that would benefit with the treatment right away.
Initially, the medication will deal with gum overgrowth and fungal infections and the drug for transplants. Dr. Irani says there are a lot of other medications stacked up for future tests because his team has figured out how to prepare the drugs into such small particles they will work inside the toothpaste. Irani is part of OptiMed Technology, another university spinoff company, which is receiving grants to commercialize the platform technology. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.